words of parting on you.
Goodbye.
Any others?
So long.
You probably have a whole collection of these, don't you?
Yeah, come back again.
Okay.
See you next week.
All right, that's great. You're probably yearning to say several of those to me right now. Okay, let's just go over a few more things. We just have a little more on the table.
You know, if I had my fourth and fifth graders here, I'll bet they could answer those questions.
Okay, what about motions? You say, if I'm falling this way, I'm falling...
backward.
And falling this way?
Forward.
Okay. Do you ever say, going every which way? What would that mean?
Well, that would be some kind of an animal that was scared and probably running here and there.
Okay. You've ever heard the term anti-godland?
Oh, yes, but I don't know what it means.
You don't use that one. How about cattywampus?
Cattywampus, that isn't in a straight line. That's...
staggering, maybe?
Staggering, mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. We've got a few more of these. Maybe you could... We'll go back and just review a little about your family background to make sure we didn't miss any of that. All right.
Yeah.
You told me before that your parents, their ancestors, maybe you could go over the ancestry of all of them before, where they all came from originally.
Well, as far as I know, my dad's folks must have came from Ireland or England, and my mother was part Native American. She was part Indian.
I see. Okay. And their social contacts, your grandparents, did they have any?
I don't know anything about my grandparents at all.
Okay.
Because I never saw them.
What about your husband?
What about my husband?
Where was he born?
He was born in Nebraska in a sod shanty. And he is a Bohemian. And, of course, Bohemia no longer exists, you know.
Where was that original?
Close to Austria.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What? When was he born?
In 1904, April 444. 1904, April the 4th.
That's quite a lucky day.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of education?
Does he have? Well, he went through high school,
mm-hmm.
And then he
went
to work in Nebraska, and he went to work for the railroad. He was a fireman. And then the Depression come, and he got laid off there. And then when he went to California looking for work, and then when he came back, when they called him, he didn't come back. So he lost his rights as an engine man. And then after we were married, he went to work as a section man and quit as a section foreman. Or retired as a section.
And I guess his social contacts, are they about the same as yours? Does he belong to any clubs?
No, he wasn't very sociable. He his love was animals and the wild.
Any religion? Country. Any
well, he was a Catholic, or his parents were Catholics. But he was a government trapper for quite some time, for the Geological Survey back in the late 30s.
And I can't remember if I've asked you his ethnic ancestry. Did you tell me that before? Where his people had come from?
Well, his people came from Minnesota, I think, to Nebraska. But they came over from Bohemia.
Oh, that's right.
When they were...
I'm getting a little slap happy.
Yeah, well...
Okay. Let's see. Can I have you maybe read